AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The suspect wanted in New York for the shooting death of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is still at large. A law enforcement source tells the AP the masked gunman used ammunition emblazoned with the words deny, defend, and depose. Those words may have been a reference to strategies insurance companies use to try to avoid paying claims. On Capitol Hill, the acting director of the Secret Service, Ronald Rowe, is promising accountability after the assassination attempt on President-elect Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, in July.
That abject failure underscored critical gaps in Secret Service operations, and I recognize that we did not meet the expectations of the American public, Congress, and our protectees. And they rightly have that idea based on how we performed.
A separate independent panel investigating the assassination attempt has said the Secret Service needs new leadership, and another Butler can and will happen again without major changes. A federal investigation found the fatal beating of Tyre Nichols by officers as he ran away from a traffic stop last year exposed serious problems in the Memphis Police Department, from its use of excessive force to its mistreatment of black people. Kristen Clark is Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights.
Children often suffer harsh treatment from the Memphis Police Department. Officers approach kids aggressively, they use profane language with them, and inflict needless, unreasonable force on them.
Officers in Memphis kicked, punched, and hit Tyre Nichols with a baton. Nichols was black, as are the former officers involved in the beating. Two children, both in kindergarten, are in extremely critical condition after being shot at a tiny religious elementary school in Northern California. The gunman died at the scene, apparently from a self-inflicted gunshot. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are hanging around their records ahead of a big jobs report due out on Friday. The S&P 500 was flat in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was also flat. The NASDAQ Composite edged up less than 0.1%. There was a lot more action in the crypto market, where Bitcoin broke above the $100,000 level. Bitcoin has soared since Election Day on hopes that President-elect Donald Trump will be more friendly to the industry. Airline stocks were also strong after several of them became the latest to raise their forecasts. Treasury yields edged higher in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of oil exporting countries decided to put off increasing oil production as they face weaker than expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries. In the U.S., drivers have seen gasoline prices fall to their lowest level in 2.5 years to nearly $3 a gallon. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.